spell check, autocorrect, and Siri, they've all maybe robbed us of our need to be accurate spellers. So that's why we leave it to the kids, and we're amazed by their spelling abilities. Wisconsin is sending 8 student spellers to the Scripps National Spelling Bee taking place next week in National Harbor, Maryland. Our executive producer, Judith Sears-Poisson, spoke to 2 of them in our studio. Aiden Wijayakulasuriya is a 3rd grader at Blessed Sacrament School in Madison, and Maya Jadhav is in 5th grade at Fitchburg's Eagle School.
Well, first of all, congratulations to both of you for being among the top spellers in Wisconsin and for representing our state at the national level. I want to find out a little bit about how each of you earned the chance to compete next week in the National Spelling Bee. Maya, let's start with you. How did you end up there?
So I won my school spelling bee, and then I advanced to the city spelling bee, which I won. And then this state spelling bee was in March, and I won that also, earning my place in the nationals.
Wow, that's quite a winning streak. And Aiden, how about you? How did you qualify to go?
So I won my school bee, and then I finished 11th in the city bee. So I went through the RSVB program and got selected to go for the nationals.
And explain that program, because that's another way to get there than the way that Maya did.
So every speller, once they win a school bee, you have to do the same things. But for the RSVB program, the state doesn't support you in that stuff.
Okay. So you both ended up there. So you're both going next week to the national contest. What got you interested in spelling? Not just, you know, to do well on tests in school, but competing. Aiden, how about you?
I got interested when my teacher said I could qualify for 4th grade spelling and asked me if I wanted to go for the class B's. So then I said okay. So then when I finished first in the class B, I thought that I really wanted to do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Maya? What do you like about competitive spelling?
So my first time getting in the school spelling bee was actually in 2nd grade, and I spelled the word hoity-toity correctly.
That's a very important word to know.
Yes, and then the audience clapped a lot because I was a 2nd grader.
Wow.
And then my principal said to my parents, we've got a future spelling bee champion there. So that kind of sparked me.
Wow. So I actually remember being about your age and doing spelling bee stuff in school. And I remember actually sitting waiting for our breakfast to get delivered at a restaurant and my dad quizzing me on different words and stuff like that. So I do have a memory of this. I'm interested how each of you go about preparing. What's your process for practicing, Maya?
I study roots from different languages and also language rules for harder languages, and then lots of other lists.
What's the range of languages that you kind of focus on? Because there are so many languages.
I focus on mostly all of them, a bit from each.
Wow. And you're right. Sometimes if you know the rules, that can really help you, right?
Yes, it can.
What about you, Aiden? How do you study?
I as well also study the roots, so I also use the Spelling Bee website to help me study. So it has a lot of the words that could be asked there, and then I also use this supporting online dictionary that gives out words every day, so I can study those, and they might be asked.
Mm-hmm. So, Aiden, obviously practicing at home or even, you know, going through things with your parents or maybe siblings, that's one thing. But then being in front of a crowd and the pressure's on, how do you keep calm in those situations?
My dad taught me how to meditate.
Oh, wow. So do you do that before the spelling bee or when do you do it?
Sometimes I just get ready before, and then while I'm doing it, I just try to keep myself calm.
Wow, that's great. What about you, Maya?
I also try to keep myself calm. I take deep breaths and tell myself it doesn't matter how it turns out. You just do your best, and Yeah.
We're talking with Maya and Aiden. They are on their way to the National Spelling Bee, and they are champion spellers in Wisconsin. And Maya, I know you made it to the National Bee last year. What did you learn last year that you feel like you can use for this year's experience?
Last year, I got my round 2 and 3 words right, but I couldn't advance to the semifinals because my score on the preliminaries wasn't high enough. So this year, I've been studying weird geographical and eponym words that could be on the preliminaries test and also a lot more vocabulary.
Oh, okay. And Aiden, I'm sure you've watched a lot of spelling bees and things like that. Do you have any techniques or tactics that you're going to use?
Yeah. Sometimes using the roots helps. Like, if you ask the origin, if it's a Latin word, it's normally going to use an S. But if it's a German word, it normally uses Z's and K's.
Mm. Okay. So really kind of thinking through it before you jump in and start spelling?
Mm-hmm.
And using the tools that they give you.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great suggestions. So we all have autocorrect on our phones and in emails. A lot of times it changes it to things you don't actually want it to say. But I think a lot of people don't think about spelling as much because we have all these gadgets that do it for us. Maya, why do you think it's important for people to still know how to spell things on their own?
Well, autocorrect doesn't have all the words, and it's just fun to learn new words, expand our vocabulary, and learn about different languages also.
So I wanted to, since we've got you both here and you're champions, I wanted to take the chance to actually ask you each to spell something, and then I will let you ask me to spell something too. So, Aiden, let's start with you. Can you please spell the word umlaut for me?
Can you repeat the word?
Umlaut.
Is this Latin?
It is German. It is a noun. Would you like me to use it in a sentence? I prepared all this.
Yes.
So the student who was studying German wasn't sure which letter the umlaut went on top of.
Are there any alternative pronunciations?
Not that I'm aware of.
Umlaut. U M L A U T, umlaut?
Yes. Woohoo! I wish I had a little bell to ring. Very good. Wow, that was great. And let's see, Maya, I'm going to ask you the word escargot.
Escargot? Is this French?
It's French.
Does it mean a snail used
yes,
for food?
Yes, exactly. It's a noun. Okay. It's a snail used for food.
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
Some people might order escargot as long as they don't know it's a snail.
Escargot. E-S-C-A-R-G-O-T. Escargot.
Perfect. Very, very good. All right. So, Maya, you said you have a hard word for me.
Yes. This is the word I think is the hardest
okay.
that I know of. Rijstafel.
Rijstafel. That is a Dutch word, isn't it? From
yes.
Indonesia.
Yes.
Shoot, I even know what a rijstafel is, and I'm not sure if I can spell it. Okay, I'll try. Rijstafel. R-I-S-T? No. I'm getting the shaking head. Okay, R-I-S, is that right? No, R... Okay, I'm... Clearly, this is not... Can you spell it for me?
Uh-huh. R-I-J-S-T-T... A-F-E-L.
Okay, I'm glad that you said that you thought it was a very hard word because I'm kind of embarrassed. I would never have gotten the silent J. So, okay. How about you, Aiden? Do you have one for me?
Yeah, this is a very long word.
You guys are tough. Okay. What is it?
Pneumono ultramicroscopic silico volcano coniosis.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. No, I am not even going to try that. Do you have one a little kinder to ask me?
Okay. Blitzkrieg.
Blitzkrieg. Okay. Blitzkrieg from the German.
Yes.
Blitzkrieg. B-L-I-T-Z-K-R-I-E-G. Mm-hmm. Woo! All right. I was going back whether it was IE or EI. I bet if I studied the rules like you, I would have known that right away. Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, I should have been able to spell yours. Thank you for giving me not the longest word you could think of. You guys are both going to be competing against people who are older than you. Does that scare you at all?
Not really. I've probably studied as much as them.
And you've got your experience to rely on, too.
Yes, also.
What about you, Aiden?
Yeah. I say no. It doesn't matter your age number. I think it matters about how hard you've worked on it.
All right. Well, we wish you both a lot of luck, and we'll be following along how well you do. And we're proud of you no matter what happens. How's that sound? Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That was our executive producer, Judith Sears-Poinsat, talking to third grader Aiden Wijaya Kulasuria and fifth grader Maya Jadav. They're going on to represent Wisconsin at the big National Spelling Bee that's coming up next week in Maryland. Send in your favorite spelling words. No, that doesn't really work, does it? No, because then we see them. Oh, well, I'll try to spell them anyway.